The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I begin in His blessed name for giving us this opportunity to have these discourses, to tweak and to invigorate the mind and to alleviate our confidence and, as we say, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continue with my conversation. You will see that our obligation is to acquire knowledge, submit to the Quran and walk it and talk it, please. Don't trust anybody. Don't even trust learned scholars. I'm saying this sincerely. Whatever you hear, place it in front of the Quran. For the Quran is al-Furqan. What does the word Furqan mean in Arabic? It's the one that deciphers right from wrong. It sifts the gray into black and white. Al-Furqan. The Quran is al-Furqan. It's Kitab al-Hakim. It's the book of wisdom. I sincerely say this to all of us. But we as a community don't spend much time in reflecting on Tawheed, because the Quran is all about that. Even Harold Bloom, who's written a book called Genius, he says the dominant feature of the Quran is the authority of God from cover to cover. And he makes an interesting observation as a non-Muslim. He said the Quran is the only book that has been revealed upon mankind as a sacred text upon which God speaks from cover to cover. Every religion, somebody is speaking on behalf of God, adding their 2 cents worth, sprinkling a little haram here, a little mubah here, changing the law here. When God made haram, they made it halal. When Allah made it haram, they made it haram. Allah says, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Are you teaching Allah your religion? Because human beings just can't stop taking the seed of God. Why? Because in our nature, God put His spirit in us. So by nature, we're arrogant. And if we don't know how to control it, then we want to be God. Baha'u'llah, the Baha'i school, he first started as a representative, eventually called himself God. Elijah Muhammad claimed to be from the Prophet, eventually called himself God. You notice human nature. The minute you start getting power, the next thing you start to become God. The Catholic Church, God is the authority. They put the church next to God. And now the church is a co-equal to God. The church in the Catholic school can make a saint and break a saint. By whose authority? Well, because we're like God. And the Pope is like God. See, even in subtle submission to God, we can't stop ourselves from sitting on the throne of God. Tawheed. Many Muslims around the world, when I discuss with them about how passionate they are about Islam, I say, how much Tawheed do you understand? They look at me, huh? You know, it is really sad. I've been lecturing for many decades. That's not what's sad. I was lecturing in Africa and I spoke for 1 hour about Tawheed. I got off the pulpit and 3-4 people came to me and said, this is the first time in our life we've heard about Tawheed. And I looked at them and said, are you serious? Islam is Tawheed and Tawheed is Islam. He says, no, we haven't heard it. We hear the fadail of Ahlul Bayt, Rasulullah, history, Tawheed. Where? Who discusses the authority and how Allah functions. It's sad. Then when we let go, like parents have come to me, says, my son is becoming an atheist, is some sort of agnostic, wants to become an atheist. Can you talk to him? I said, I would love to. But I look at the parent, I say, you're the parent. You're the role model for your son. How much tawheed do you have? He says, well, I have faith in God. I said, okay, so explain it to your son. He says, I can't. You know, when you cannot explain something you truly believe in, you wonder if you really believe in it. Or you wonder if you have certainty in it. Maybe because your fathers were Muslims. How many of us sit down and say, we're going to understand this? Now, here's what people are afraid because they're vulnerable. Brother, if I start talking about Tawheed, I may lose my faith. I may become an agnostic myself. I may become an atheist myself. See, I'm vulnerable, so let me hide falsely by giving myself a false sense of security that my Tawheed is there and I want to die on the battlefield for Allah. But you don't even know Allah. Like I've seen when I go to funerals, people slapping their faces and saying, God, why did you take her? Why did you take her? You should have taken me. So I look at that person and I said, I'm glad you love this person so much. He said, yeah, this is so unfair, my Lord. God should have taken me. I said, Allah in the Quran says, Alaysa Allah bi ahkamil hakimin. Is Allah not the wisest of the wise? He said, yes. I said, but you're wiser. Huh? I said, yeah, because Allah made a wrong choice. And the guy looks at me and says, I said, why did you say that? Why did you say that to God? That why did you take this one? You should have taken me. I mean, I get it. We say, Qurban Shuma. You know, may I become sacrifice for you. I get it. But please, be satisfied that when your loved one leaves this world, your loved one hasn't gone into nothing. Your loved one hasn't gotten lost in the jungle. Your loved one is not lost. Has reached a state of yaqeen, in a state of bliss and happiness, having died a believer, especially a believer in Ahlul Bayt. Now, I'm not asking us to celebrate upon somebody's death, but my God, let there be some security and tranquility in knowing the mercy of God, that death is imminent. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Qul innal mauta alladhi tafirruna minhu. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This death, Allah says in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, that you're running away from, it will meet you. And it doesn't discriminate age. Teenagers die as much as old people die. Sure, older people die more. But teenagers, unfortunately, in today's world with fentanyl and all these drugs that our children are imbibing in, including tetrahydrocannabinol stuff, weed and all this stuff, that they're shortening their lives. Death doesn't discriminate. And it's going to meet you. And where are you going to go?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.